Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Guys, they talk radio every Sunday at 1. It's our great pleasure and honor to share this with each one of you that tune in. As you guys know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to assist you in embodying your highest and greatest version of self. I'm your host, Dave. And we're about to peel back some layers to assist you in seeing your full and truest potential. What's up, guys? Thank you once again for dedicating your time and your energy on this beautiful Sunday in this moment to share your space with us. We have a very, very special show lined up. As you guys may know, I am a huge fan, absolutely fan number one. I'm a what do they call them? The
groupie.
I'm a groupie. I am totally a groupie. I am the groupie for Dr. Michelle. For those of you that are familiar, you guys know she switched now at Tuesdays at 12 p.m. on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. That's once again On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. And the reason why I share this with you is because it is my humble honor and pleasure to welcome the one and only There we go, guys. What a beautiful day. I'd like to welcome the one and only Dr. Michelle. How are you doing today? This is the Dr. Michelle from On the Couch every Tuesdays at 12. How you doing, Doc?
Hey, Davey. Thanks for the introduction. I'm great today. Another beautiful day in Southern California here. That's what we're doing. That's it.
It really is.
Look at the sky out here. Wow.
We're very blessed. You know, it's really fascinating, Doc. First of all, thank you so much for taking your time and your energy on your Sunday and your space to allow for action of collective consciousness, this energy that we can flow through the station into the listeners. And thank you for sharing your wisdom and your enlightenment.
You know, I love being on your show. Thanks for having me. It's awesome.
It's a great
pleasure.
We always
have fun.
We do. We're very, very blessed. You know, guys, today's show actually was inspired by something that Dr. Michelle and I have had, an opportunity to speak quite a bit on just over the last few months, especially over the last few weeks. You know, Dr. Michelle is a great inspiration for me.
Thanks.
Well, it's true. It's true. I'm honored to say that Divine Mind Tribe is, you know, has become a voice in the conscious community. Mm-hmm. And having the humble honor of saying that, you know, I understand that comes with great responsibility. And that responsibility is to make sure that I am receiving the information that I share with you guys, the listeners, from sources that are not only reputable and not only reliable, but also that come from a place of pure intention, come from a place of a pure heart and a pure soul, And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that have their own ulterior motives, their own agendas when it comes to media or when it comes to, you know, kind of anything that provides an outlet for people to speak their truth or people to combat someone else's truth. So whatever it might be, you know, I want you to know, Doc, you being a voice of, you know, your generation and people coming to you to really find that bridge in between the gap of what they've been taught, you know, for the last 40, 50 years, give or take, you know, five or 10 years, and versus some of the information, especially coming from these newer age doctors that have been around since psychology's been around, they're just finally now getting some notoriety and recognition, such as the great, you know, Joe Dispenza. Of course, we have doctors like, as you've had on the show, Marianne Williamson. We've had
The late great Dr. Wayne Dyer.
The late and great Dr. Wayne Dyer. Louise Hay, Abraham Hicks, you know, the list just goes on and on and on. And if you guys have noticed, there has been an increasing momentum and a noticeable increase in velocity of people that are deliberately choosing to participate in these outlets of information, which provide them higher consciousness thinking. And we at Divine Mind Tribe Radio are a sounding board. We are simply reflecting and projecting the information that we receive that works for us and the stuff that doesn't work for us. And we're kind of soundboarding, bouncing that back off of you guys. We love the interactions. We want to hear what you have to say. Feel free to email us anytime at, we're doing the official email now. It was Divine Mind Tribe Radio. We're just putting everything under Divine Mind Tribe Official at gmail.com. So we have been getting a couple emails, and I do receive emails on some of the past emails, but I want to encourage you guys just so we can funnel it through one source. If you do have any emails or want to, you know, get in contact with us, you can do so at Divine Mind Tribe Official at gmail.com. So having said that, there's been a lot of questions, a lot of people through our Instagram platform, a lot of people through, of course, you know, Facebook and Twitter and pretty much all the social media platforms that one way or another are asking, you know, they see an account or they see whether it's through LA Talk Radio or whether it's, it doesn't matter the outlet. It doesn't matter the platform in which the information is reaching the people, what it's about. I mean, of course, those platforms matter. God, we love LA Talk Radio with all of our hardware. When I'm more talking about like Instagram and the Facebook and the Twitter and stuff, because that's not as direct to direct interaction. You know, this is raw, straight to the core. We're just chatting with you guys. We want to hear what you have to say. We want to assist anybody that we can through their own spiritual enlightenment process, climbing that ladder, learning to level up, understanding the tools and techniques that it takes to level up during these times. So you can use this global pandemic as actually an opportunity to slingshot you forward in ways that you never currently or never before or currently thought were possible. So this is why I have the great and eternally on time, the opposite of late. You get it? Eternally on time?
Oh, I like that.
Because you're an eternal being and, play on words there. And you're very good with time, too. So you're a phenomenal time management specialist. Mm, something you and I will talk about after the show.
Yeah.
I need heaven knows I need help. So I'm saying, you know, Doc, you're just the best to come on the show, share some of your wisdom. Aww. Now, on the forefront of the, you know, kind of more the social media aspect of things, you know, we do see a wider variety of requests of people asking, what do I do during these times? How do I deal with these fundamental changes? I'm used to being able to drop my kids off at school. My wife and I have a schedule that revolves around this.
Yeah,
whatever it might
peace
be.
And silence.
Right. Wait, what? What? These are foreign concepts. Doc, in your experience, being able to work with people one-on-one, which is something that we do through our clarity calls, but once again, nothing to the extent and depth of what, you know, a session with Dr. Michelle would be. That's why she's so dang expensive. No. No.
Tell me about your clarity
calls. Clarity calls. Well,
I want to know more about that. That's pretty cool because I know, excuse me, I'm allergic to some flora and fauna. I've been outside all morning and I'm just like, oh man, but having, I love it.
Having the pollen and stuff going. It's just I feel like that's the new stuff.
COVID negative.
Yes.
CN. You walk up to people, CN. Anyway, so I just wanted to know what are the clarity calls?
Oh, you're so sweet.
No, I'm interested.
Clarity calls people through, actually, Instagram is the main platform through which we funnel the clarity calls. Wait, am I doing the interview or are you? No. No, you're awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for the plug.
More. Sorry.
I love it. It's inspired by, you know, the ability to offer people spiritual psychology without labeling it giving it the psychology label, because obviously having that label requires, as you know, a multitude of licenses and mounds of student loan debt. So with that, we decided to take an alternative route, use self-education, self-knowledge, focus of, understanding the human experience, taking, understanding multiple scientific experiments done by licensed doctors that show you results. We talk about these experiments all the time on the show. A couple weeks ago, we were talking about the observation experiment, where the molecular structure of the tangible object, which is being observed, vibrates at a different frequency than when it is not being observed, right?
Yes,
so these are the kinds of things that we talk about, backed by science. And then the clarity calls come into play when someone wants a little bit of clarity in regards to some aspect of their life. We just give them these tools that are proven to work through time and time again, experiment after experiment. And we just share these experiments with these people. We share these outlets, these vehicles, these tools, these techniques, depending on the person, depending on the situation. And, we pray that it helps them and assists them, and we walk them through it. So that's kind of what a clarity call is.
Thanks for sharing. No,
take your session and tone it down by probably a solid 50%, because
I go deep psychology, but you go deep spiritual.
We do.
See, you said peel away, and in classic psychology, you know, the Freud thing is we're going to peel away the onion and find out what's within. So, I mean, the thing is that you are amazing because you do the same thing, but you do it on a spiritual level to where you go within. We go within.
Speaking about going within, what a wonderful segue into today's show. Once again, inspired by Dr. Michelle. Good. She has been a huge inspiration in all aspects and facets of my life. Considering that we are a mother-son media team, we really are.
That's right.
And I'm blessed and grateful to have you not only as my guiding light in this life, but also as my divine maternal. And I'm very grateful.
Buddy.
So, Doc, you and I were chatting earlier in the week about what we wanted to speak about on today's show.
Yeah.
And the first thing, it came out of the chamber and I loved it. And you said, with everything that's going on, she goes, I've been listening to your last few shows, Dave, and I hear that you are relating a lot to, the global pandemic.
Sure.
How to approach the regular day-to-day life while integrating the necessities of change to adapt.
Yeah.
That's kind of, and then you said, but one thing that we haven't really touched on in a while is really honing in, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, we always say this, you're the creator of your own reality.
Sure.
And we've had a multitude of shows on tools, techniques, and even deeper affirmations and whatnot that you can practice on a day-to-day basis, which will activate that ability to become a deliberate creator. But something that you didn't or that we didn't bring up that mm-hmm. you triggered in a very positive way was something called the truth and the law.
Uh-huh.
Now, the truth and the law, these are these come from principles of all sufficiency. And if you guys want to look more into this, you can, of course, Google search the words that I'm saying. But what this revolves around is that your outer world of form and experience is a direct reflection of your inner world of thoughts and feelings.
Yep.
As we've heard before, as above, so below, as within, so without. For that is the law, right?
Yes.
And then kind of what plays into that, and Doc, I'm going to be passing the mic to you, and I'm gonna put a muzzle on it for a sec.
No.
But which kind of ties into that beautifully is, the greater your awareness of the presence of this ever-expanding intangible force within you,
yes,
the more that presence fills your consciousness. And in filling your consciousness, it also fills your matrix of reality.
Mm.
So,
yes.
Doc,
oh.
knowing these laws, studying these laws, applying these laws, and yielding phenomenal results, what is, open us up. What's something okay. that from a psychological standpoint, mm-hmm. obviously intertwining, that's what you already do with the understanding of consciousness and vibration mm-hmm. and energy and the laws of attraction and magnetism. What can you say to people right now that are in a state of total and utter desperation that really, you know, when I'm talking about most of the world, guys, we are very, very, very blessed to be able to be communicating with you over this platform. There's a lot of people that, especially during this time of reflection and change, there's a lot of people that have lost their jobs.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of small businesses have been closing.
Absolutely.
Being a small business myself, I'm very grateful that I'm in health and wellness, that we are thriving. We're using this to our advantage to assist others in embodying a greater state and joy and giving them the tools, techniques, so on and so forth. But from a psychological standpoint, mm-hmm. what do you see most people are coming to you? What are the questions and what are, after follow-up, not only the questions, but what are some of the solutions that you've been giving a lot of your clients, a lot of the people you speak to, especially in the professional, psychological community, regarding how to deal with these global changes that your generation hasn't experienced, my generation has experienced, the closest thing you guys, a housing crisis.
Yeah.
But that was nothing close to,
right.
you know, I mean, our great grandparents experienced, your grandparents probably experienced the Great Depression.
Right.
So that was really intense. That was crazy. Mm. So what are your thoughts?
Great question. Thank you, Davey. You mentioned leveling up.
Yes.
And, one of my favorite words. And you have your own, explanation of that. And I'll share mine as well. But
I love it.
What I try to teach in my work as a spiritual psychologist and what I'm seeing, to answer your question, with so many people is it's a vibe we're all picking up. It's a universal consciousness, as you might say. We have a lot less freedom. Many companies have closed. Many people are laid off. It's a struggle to get food for a lot of family members and just to function.
Yes.
A lot of people are blessed enough to work remotely,
yes.
but then you have, a lot of chaos in the home. It's just hard because we have to mask up. We have to control our environment out there. And, I just like to go to an awesome movie and just get this giant thing of popcorn and just lose myself, but I can't.
Yeah.
Things like that we're so used to. And I know that sounds really ridiculous and such a third world problem. You know what I'm saying? But
everything's relative.
What I'm seeing and hearing from a lot of people is that it's just taking over the feeling of lack of control in their life. The coronavirus has no prejudice. It'll take anybody. It'll infect any, I think African-Americans and, other minorities are more prone to receiving, more infection from the coronavirus. But I think a lot of people, in a higher consciousness state,
yes.
as we have heard from all of the conscious beings who are working on immunology
right.
in the spiritual community. They're saying that we can keep ourselves in a higher place and safer. So what I'm seeing, to answer your question, is a lot of people who become depressed, feeling out of control, fearing that they're going to get sick.
Right.
And their energy has been lowered,
yes.
basically. So that's what I'm working with right now, to help people, as you say, level up
yes.
their consciousness so they can be in a better place.
I love that. And I love that.
How do we do that? I mean,
I love that you just said that as the follow-up mm-hmm. question. How do we do that? Because I know that you already have the answer to that, and that's actually what I asked you, is also, you know, what are some of the things, and what is the solution? Do you mind if I butt in real quick with something that...
This is your show.
No, baby, it's our show.
I'm just sitting here enjoying hanging out with you, so I mean...
Hey, Doc, nothing is mine. We're just borrowing it. Listen, yeah. We're all eternal beings.
Yeah.
But for real, I'm joking, but I'm not. It's nothing is ours, yet everything is ours because it's all us. And, yeah. you know, it's, so I appreciate that. But the show is a platform for all people that are vibrational equivalent to spreading positive information and raising the vibration of the masses. Anybody that's a vibrational equivalent to that energy, it is their show. Just like Divine Mind Tribe. Divine Mind Tribe is a collective consciousness yeah. of people that have deliberately chosen to use their skill sets, their abilities, learn how to properly channel their creative energy into ways that assist themselves first and then others in the ripple, right? So something that I wanted to touch on is you just related, I should say you correlated immunity with thought.
Yes.
I love that. Because that's something that definitely has been overlooked. I would say, unless you are actively participating and listening to some of the great teachers and speakers talk about their relationship with immunity during these times, if you're kind of more focused media-based, or if you tend to slip into that, you know, that kind of older dogmatic and I'm not saying it's
fear,
bad. I'm
right?
saying it's fear of that is generated by the news, right? Unless you are taking it up. See, the news doesn't play things that say, hey, guys, if you learn to control your vibrational frequency by focusing on things that make you happy, that activate an attitude of gratitude, which was last week's show, activating an attitude of gratitude to allow more to manifest during these times, not counting the things that you don't want, but counting the things that you do. Mm-hmm. For example, my beloved, my soulmate, and my beloved soulmate child, baby girl, angel, both of my girls in this life that are not my mama, right?
Your mama.
Mama will always be the woman, right, from day one. But as we get older, we, of course, extend that love onto other divine feminine, divine maternal.
I love those women.
And then we become the divine paternal, right? Mm. And aren't they just great? We're so blessed to have them in our lives. And they love you so dearly, Doc. And you've taught us all such profound things. But not to tangent. You know, something... There'll be a lot of times, you know, we're dealing with the shift too, guys. Everybody's dealing with the shift. So there'll be times where, you know, my...
You said shift.
Shift. Yeah.
Kidding.
Did I? Oh, did I sound like... did I sound like William Shatner? No.
Yeah.
So during these times of accelerated energy, you might be having different conversations in your home. And this is kind of like a direct lead into the next segment of You Are Creating Your Own Reality, right? So be aware of the conversations that you're engaging in, whether you're the one that brought it up, or your partner is the one that brought it up, or your children are the one that brought it up, or grandma, grandpa, nana, papa, whoever it might be, you bring it up. Whatever's being talked about in the home, whatever your living situation is, be aware of what you're engaging in. And then when you do engage, if it's kind of a subconscious engagement to where you're just going along with the conversation, going with the flow, and you notice something triggers within you, there's this little light bulb that goes off that's like, ooh, wait, I'm putting my energy towards the things that I don't want. Mm-hmm. For example, let's say you live in a space that is smaller square footage, and you might have two or three children, but that's all you can afford, right? At that time. How do you get out of the feeling of, wow, we are feeling claustrophobic? It is hard to sleep at night because everything is claustrophobic. Everyone's circadian rhythms have been thrown off. So what we've started doing is, instead of complaining about the lack of sleep, or instead of complaining, we're very blessed. We have an abundance of space. And it didn't always start out that way. We did level up and we did climb the ladder in life to be where we are at, of course, with the help of our loved ones. And the energetic, all around, and the spiritual help, the help in prayer, help in manifestation, the fiscal assistance, everything, has just been phenomenal, in the support that we've been blessed with in our own lives. And this in no way, shape, or form is about us. This is just, once again, we have only our own experiences to bounce off of back to you. That's why I say, email me, divinemindtribeofficial@gmail.com. And listen to Doc Michelle every Tuesday at 12, Channel 1.
Thanks.
On the couch with Dr. Michelle. Cool. Just want to do that plug. Keep doing it. Cool. It's so important. And Doc, correct me if I'm wrong. To be aware of the thoughts that you are engaging in. Yes. How do you,
yes,
in your own home, mm-hmm, I understand that everybody has struggles in their own home.
Oh, yeah.
Some denser than others. And how do you deal with some of the contrasting realities of your living situation?
Well,
having your office, yeah. I don't know, to let people know, here's Dr. Michelle. She has this beautiful office that, she has in a beautiful part of Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And she gets in this rhythm for years. I mean, 15 some odd years.
Yeah,
You've been a licensed psychologist since
long
you were
time.
mid-20s. I mean, you've been doing this for a really, really long time. Hmm. And, how have you been acclimating to these changes, being a representative of the medicine and spiritual and psychological communities? What have you been doing? What has the masters been doing?
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, I learned from the masters. I don't know if I'm a master, but
you absolutely are. You are a master. You are. I believe that.
You're sweet.
You're a master to me.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's true.
I'll tell you a quick story that it exemplifies exactly the answer to your question.
I love it.
Okay, so we're all ordering in, or we're all cooking. I'm cooking a lot lately, which I'm enjoying because, hey, there's no restaurants open, or you're sitting outdoors. And I don't like the vibe there. So I'm, ordering Chinese the other day. We got some takeout, comes to the house, and after the meal, I get my fortune cookie, and then I've got to look at my fortune, because that's really, I believe in all that stuff, signs and all that stuff. Well, it just made me feel better. So all that we are is a result of what we have thought.
Woo!
So that's a direct message from the universe, as far as I'm concerned.
Download, if you will.
Whoa, wait a minute. And so what I do every morning is in order to get these surprises from the universe, okay, is I get up in the morning and I create my future, right? I'm not going to go into the quantum physics of it all, because it's, y'all know about that. You know that there is a quantum field out there, whatever we want to call it, God, higher power, whatever name, label you want to put on it.
Sure.
Spirit.
Source.
Hashem, whatever.
Yes, Jesus.
Whatever, if you're
the great Buddha.
Yeah, it's a force. It's an energy force. It is. I was listening to a lecture morning. Yeah. And the ancients knew about this, that we are all one and we are all connected and everything is energy.
Yes.
And they also knew that, we are all one with that, so we have the power to influence our external life.
So
because exactly what I read to you, you know, all that we are is what we've thought. So to make a long story short, within the quantum field, what we do is what's within us, okay, our fears, our joy, our dreams of happiness, our whatever we have, you know, we have the ability to affect the outside.
Yeah.
I was listening to a lecture about Einstein and Max Planck this morning. And Einstein was really into light, you know, speed of light and all that stuff.
Very much so.
That was his deal, E equals MC squared. Max Planck was into discovering the field of quantum. So what they found basically do, you know, if we can affect electrons, right, looking at them, we can change them by looking at them. When we're not looking at them, when we're not looking at them, nothing happens. But it's called the observer effect. So when we observe things and what's going on, so we,
like I had mentioned before the show.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So what happens is that we really learned that we can change that which is outside of us. How can we do that? First of all, we have to do it within, like you said, level up.
Yeah. All and right. As within, so without.
Exactly.
As above, so below.
Exactly. So how do we level up? A lot of people, you know, I suggest that people every morning before they start their day, whatever that involves, if you have time, get up a little earlier. If you have kids or if you have, you know, you're working remotely or maybe going into an environment a little bit or whatever you're doing, if you're in service business, whatever.
Right.
Find time, whatever your time circadian rhythm is. The first thing when you wake up, get up a little earlier and find the time to do some gratitude affirmations.
Yeah.
The brain does not know the difference between the positive, beautiful experiences that you would like to have. If you create them in your mind and your thought and you're in gratitude for the joyful time.
Yes.
Sitting on the beach that you're going to have after the pandemic, let's just say,
right,
you go into imagery and positivity and joy. Your brain doesn't know the difference. If you're clear enough in creating that and feeling that, oh, you can feel the breezes. This is what I do in my kind of hypnotherapy imagery, is we have people get relaxed, breathe deeply, and image the beautiful places that are relaxing them. They are at the beach, the cool air, the sun, the water, the fragrance. If you can get into that other beautiful, positive world every morning, no matter what that is for you, maybe it's the mountains. Maybe it's being with someone in your future. You'd like a better relationship. Visualize being with someone, whether it's being in a better job. Visualize working with awesome workmates in a creative environment. Whatever it is you want, go into that space and be there. And every day that you do that, even for 10 or 15 minutes, put the emotion in it, because you've got to add that emotion, that heart-brain coherence.
Yes.
That's the secret mixture to making the perfect cake of creation, right? So if you have that emotion and imagery, 10, 15 minutes in the morning, you put a smile, ocular changes too. So you have, even if it's a fake smile, it'll eventually turn into a real smile.
Hence, fake it till you make it.
That's right.
That's where it comes from. Right.
So that is leveling up every day for yourself, because what you're doing is you're creating your future.
Yes.
In the quantum. You're our brain. We're the only animal on the earth that can create, that have the gifts to create. And
using, to deliberately create.
Exactly.
Right.
Using our positive emotions from the heart.
That's right.
The sensory neurons, which the 40,000 of them that are little brains, that are emotion neurons in our heart, connecting them with our thoughts using that beautiful imagery of thought and our heart together. And then boom, things start showing up. You ask the universe to bring you signs, signs of, you don't have to worry about where's my job made in my life.
Right.
How am I going to, you know,
where's the next paycheck?
Thank you.
Right.
And again, this is like, people are always constantly saying, but I don't see it. They're in the victim mode.
Yep.
You know, when's my love of my life going to show up? When you start thinking love for you. So you say, level up, go within.
Yes.
You just said that earlier, Dave.
Yes.
When you start going within and love that which you are every day. So before you start your little visualization of what you'd like to create, go into a little gratitude. Thank you, whoever, God, higher power, for me.
Yeah.
I love that which I am. Yes. I am fine. We all have faults. We all are goofy. We all are lazy. We all are stupid. I am cool with who I am, and I'm open to the discovery of an exciting life ahead.
Yes.
But go within and love that which you are first. Mm. Please do that, because you can't attract anything in your life. You're a beacon. You are a transmitter and a receiver. So that which you transmit, i.e. self-love,
right,
is that which you receive. So if you transmit fear, you will receive negative consequences out there.
That's right.
If you transmit, I know I'm going to get COVID. Well, I don't know.
You might
expose yourself to something.
And you know what's really fascinating?
Yeah.
That you brought that up, Doc. First of all, thank you.
Sure.
For once again sharing that profound wisdom. That kind of leads me into in regards to opening up the show, the truth and the law, right? The first understanding is your outer world of form and experience is a reflection of your inner world.
Yep.
And thoughts and feelings, as above, so below, as within, and so down. Second one is the greater awareness of your presence of this eternal force and source that flows to you and through you. The more that this eternal and limitless, formless substance of creation will permeate your consciousness, therefore allowing you to increase your vibrational frequency and create in a more deliberate fashion precisely what it is that you wish to experience. Number three, the deeper your understanding of spirit as the source, substance, and activity of your entire supply, the more permanently that truth will be etched in your matrix of consciousness, for that is the law. So let me just bring a little clarity.
Yes.
I'm going to say that one more time, then I'll break down maybe the parts that might not be as clear in understanding for those of you that have not maybe embraced these topics or ideologies before. The deeper your understanding of spirit as the source, substance, and activity of your supply. So the deeper that you make a connection with the energy, this quantum energy that Dr. Michelle is talking about, that I talk about often, the more you are aware of this energy, and along with that, the equal and opposite, the more that you're aware of this energy's relationship to ego, because ego is kind of, we need an ego. We love the ego. When people say destroy the ego, that's not, you know, there's a lot of people in the spiritual community, destroy the ego, you know,
yeah,
take psychedelics,
right?
Right, you know, yeah. Eat some psychedelics and yeah, you know, drink some, you know, some of Pachamama's medicine and you know, destroy the ego. Granted, the ego does get squashed when you do these sacred ceremonial practices. But here's the thing. We don't want to squash the ego. When you squash the ego, you can't identify with anything.
Right.
I mean, literally, I can't identify with the microphone in front of me if I didn't have an ego. If I didn't have something that I would be able to, in the formless, in the spirit world, I'm sure I'd be able to know, okay, that's a microphone. But I have no relationship to this microphone. I'm able to identify it. I'm not able to relate to it. Right, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So in the formless realms, you're able to, you're one with it. You relate to it because you're one with it. You are able to identify it because you become one with the all with the one, this web of ever expanding, interconnected collective consciousness, which is, like I said, ever expanding and at an increasing velocity and momentum, especially here on planet Earth. When you learn to develop a healthy relationship with the ego, sure, maybe use some sacred ceremonial, you know, tools to break down some of those old walls that do not serve you. Maybe open up the door to allow yourself the opportunity to embrace ulterior and possibly even happier states of thinking. And to do this, we must develop a healthy relationship with the ego. So what I meant to bounce off to loop back around, number three, the deeper your understanding of spirit as the source, substance, and activity of your supply is limitless, whether it's money, water, food, homes, carpets, weights, relationships, right? Whatever it may be, even your relationship with your body, your relationship with your mind, your relationship with your own psychological calibration, your own spiritual calibration. So that's that part of it. And then the second part, the more permanently, once you create a connection between spirit and ego, the more permanently that truth will be etched in your consciousness. That is the law. What we're saying here is the more permanently the manifestations that are a direct equivalent to you leveling up and embodying these higher states of consciousness, the quicker your holographic matrix will refractalize its geometry to match your consciousness. Now, when I say refractalize its geometry, I mean your consciousness is just shifting into all things, everything, all time exists, all now, all potentials, all possibilities. 1776 exists right now. The year 5076 exists right now. The creation of the universe happening right now. The destruction of our universe happening right now. Infinite universe, infinitesimal. What gives us the illusion that we are experiencing this linear perspective of time and space is our ability, our consciousness's ability to perceive our surrounding vibrational frequencies, our surrounding matrix. So, Doc, coming back to you, once we make this connection with spirit by practicing gratitude, as you said earlier, as we talked about in the last week's show as well, as we participate in letting go of those facets and aspects, you know, Bashar calls it being a belief thief.
Oh, yeah.
When you picked up a belief, some kind of pound in your mind that you ended up just taking on.
Of course.
And you hold it for 20 years, and then all of a sudden someone asks you 20 years later, what was the root of that belief, and how is it serving you today? Mm-hmm. And you haven't thought that for 20 years because it's just kind of been there.
Yeah.
That's what you were told, and you never questioned it. And when you do question it, take a step back. You see that there are other truths and are other variables that come into play to some of the belief systems that may not be serving your highest growth.
Beautiful.
So, Dr. Beautiful. Michelle, coming back around to you, when we make that connection with spirit,
yes,
when we dissipate the ego a little bit and maybe develop a healthier relationship
yes.
with spirit from the ego, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. When you say what you said earlier about, you know, what you put your focus and what you put your energy towards, what you, you know, the kind of looping back around to the attitude of gratitude.
Yes.
If you are someone that is not practicing, here's my question. I know it's taking me 20 minutes to ask, but there's been a lot of variables in between. Things that I just want people to consider and understand, because it really is a multifaceted concept.
Yes, it is.
What are some of the variables in your experience being an influencer in, you know, for your generation and the younger generation? What are some of the greatest hurdles that people are facing?
Right.
They hear us say all these good words, Doc, but they're still sitting there.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, great. What do I do? Okay, I need to shift into gratitude. Okay, how can I shift into gratitude when baby doesn't have enough food and the market is 10 miles away and I don't even have enough gas in the car to get there because I was lazy and I wanted to get home and I'm living, you know, I'm not I don't like to use I. The individual, the person is living the imaginary person, which is a representation of the collective consciousness of people that are feeling this way, what would you say to him or her?
Well, that's a that's a loaded question, because I mean,
sorry,
we're all we're all living in reality. This is reality. This is our linear reality that we are living in, our minds and bodies. So we do need to have some kind of financial assistance. We do need to think more positive. We do have, especially now with the COVID pandemic, we have daily struggles. We have the energy in the house or the apartment, or because we're jobs or get out a little bit more, we could get out of that energy. And we all have such effect on each other through our energy. That's another thing that's going on, by the way, in the homes with our spouses, you know, and that's and our kids. It's hard to get away when that energy's, you know, filling up the home and you're bouncing off each other and all those little things that always used to irritate you. I don't mean to get off topic here, but this, you know, you're coping with all these things.
Right.
And then what you're doing is you're bringing in all of your early negative unresolved issues from the messages you were talking about that you receive when you're a kid.
Right.
I'm not good enough. I have to achieve better. I have to get straight A's. Mm. My mother wants me to be a doctor. My father wants me to be a lawyer.
Right.
I need to be this person. I have to be quiet. Mm. It's not nice. Don't offend others. There's guilt. There, you know, parents have their own stuff that they never resolve, so they project it onto us. So the thing is that here you're dealing with your own inner world of, oh, that little voice in yourself, in your head that says, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not. And
right.
then you have your own children, and then you've got that competing. And then you have the energy that you're all dealing with right now. And it can be a total downer unless, you know, what I try to teach, as you said at the very beginning of the show, is to level up. And how do you do that? You know, become aware that some of these early negative messages, as you said, when you have your, as we explain it, aha moments,
right.
I say, call it aha moments. When you say, wait a minute, that doesn't fly for me anymore. I want to be worthwhile. I want a relationship. I want to feel empowered.
Yeah.
I want to love that which I am, but I really don't even like which I am. Let alone, I don't even like my spouse. I can't love them, but
and they're not used to spending so much time with their loved ones. That's another facet which comes into play too. Is
exactly.
You know, when you're used to being away from someone for 8 hours a day, and then you have to be, you know, forcefully put into a situation where you don't have the capability of just walking out, or you have to pick your child up and actually learn how to communicate with your baby child, if it's a baby, or whatever stage, teenager, or young adult, or a fully grown adult, whatever it might be, there's always going to be changes. There's always oscillations in those types of relationships.
Right.
And there's always, you know, people are always growing. And with the people that we love, as we watch them grow, it's difficult on us. Then there's separation anxiety and empty nester syndrome once they move out and start their own. But with all of that, we still had our old foundation.
Correct.
We still, kids are gone. You know what, honey? Let's go to dinner. Oh, baby's being babysat for a night. Let's enjoy ourselves. Now it's, can the babies be babysat? You know, just something that popped in my mind with our minute that we do have left. I'll just briefly share, and then I want to close it out with Doc saying a profound statement. Like she says, I have seen more friends of mine, whether it's their children or the children of their siblings or a family member, whatever it might be, I can name two off the top of my head, and then two others that I just recently found out about this week, where the parents of the children are either not letting their parents, so the grandparents of a newly born. It's been one of my friends like 2.5 months, the other one like 4.5 months.
Mm, yeah.
And they haven't, these grandparents have not met their grandchildren.
Wow, yeah.
And they're aging. They're getting older. I mean, they're getting acclimated to the people that are going to be in their lives forever. But the parents have to take these precautionary.
The COVID things. Yeah.
Right.
They can't be as close.
And it's not about love. It's not about that. And that's another thing that comes into play, is then there's these layers of resentment. And we can save that for something like next show. Maybe next week's show will be something along the lines of, do you like how I'm already capturing you into next week?
Love
okay,
it.
Doc, you're here.
I'm here. I'll be happy to do it.
You're wonderful. But all these things, Doc, closing statement for today's show. If there's one thing that you could say to the entire planet as a collective consciousness, what would that be?
It all starts within.
Woo.
Love yourself. Be kinder to yourself. Stop beating yourself up. Do the best you can. Have gentle thoughts. Don't hold on to fears, resentments, and hate, especially when an environment let us go. Take good care of yourself first. You'll be good for other people. And that's what I always say at the end of my show. So
preach, baby. You guys are absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Divine Mind Tribe Radio here on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Once again, guys, make sure to check out every Tuesday at 12, Dr. Michelle on the couch with Dr. Michelle with your host, Dr. Michelle. Thank you. And Doc, thank you so much for taking your time and your energy on your precious and very valuable Sunday to spread your wisdom with our listeners here on Divine Mind Tribe Radio. You really
thank
are the
you.
Best.
My pleasure.
And also make sure to check out straighttalkdoc.com. Oh, I'm sorry. That was it. Right. We changed domains.
We did.
Right.
We're at
talkshowtherapist.com. Yeah. And the email is straighttalkdoc@gmail.com if you want to get in contact with a real professional over here. So, hey, guys, thank you for your time. Once again, your space and your energy, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and embracing transmutation into laughter from our hearts to yours. Thank you so much. And we will see you next Sunday. Peace. We love you.